USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Early results from Russia's presidential election show President Vladimir Putin winning with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed. At the same time, Putin is claiming that he had agreed to a prisoner swap involving imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny before he died. Former Vice President Mike Pence argues that it must be voters who make the final decision about Donald Trump in the U.S. While Pence has refused to endorse his former boss, and while he hopes all January 6th criminals are held accountable, Pence stops short of calling Trump criminally liable for what happened that day.
The people that ransacked the Capitol need to be held to the fullest account of the law. I believe that they are. But the judgment about the president's efforts that day, I think, can be left to the American people.
Pence spoke on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. He said he does not believe Trump should be calling January 6th rioters hostages. North Korea is firing more missiles over the sea. South Korea's military says a missile was fired early Monday local time. The Concorde is coming back to its home in the New York City Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum. This after a six-month restoration.
Well, it's a beautiful plane. It looks much bigger than I remember.
The plane was used to carry passengers from New York to London at supersonic speed. The trip would usually take about 3 hours as opposed to 8 on a regular transatlantic flight. Tickets to fly on the French-made aircraft cost about $10,000 back in the 1990s. The Concorde aircraft was retired in 2003. Current leaders at the West Point Military Academy believe duty, honor, country is more of a motto than a mission statement, so they are making a change. From now on, the West Point mission statement will read simply, Army Values. It's a noted effort toward more inclusivity. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The death of Nex Benedict on February 8th in Oklahoma is triggering a wave of outrage and concern, particularly within the LGBTQ community. The Oklahoma teenager was involved in an altercation in their high school bathroom, and authorities have confirmed the teen passed away the following day due to an overdose, which was ruled a suicide by the medical examiner. The White House moving to eradicate junk fees for college students and borrowers of student loans. USA's John Schaefer.
As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks.
The Mega Millions jackpot getting close to $1 billion. Lottery officials said no tickets matched all six numbers drawn Friday night, so the grand prize jumps to an estimated $875 million for the Mega Millions Tuesday drawing this week. Meanwhile, the Powerball jackpot, set for a drawing Monday night, is now over $600 million. In Kung Fu Panda 4, edging out Dune Part 2 by less than $1 million for the top spot in this weekend's box office, Kung Fu Panda 4 took in an estimated $30 million in its second week in theaters. Dune Part 2 brought home $29.1 million in its third week. The Mark Wahlberg film Arthur the King opened in third place with $7.5 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.